Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room and happy Kwanzaa celebration. I hope you're still in the festivities celebrating the holiday of the first fruit. And I'd like to welcome each and every one of you. And I'd like to say, Kuumba, creativity. We have gotten all the way up to the sixth day, boys and girls, and ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you're listening. And today is Kuumba Creativity. And ladies and gentlemen, you definitely want to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. Keep it right there, little G, because we have things to do and we need to talk today. So I would like to invite you in and be a part of our discussion. That's right. I would like to invite children in as well as parents today. We're inviting you in, and we have already sent the message out over the water to the Twitters as well as to Facebook. So if you would like to be a part of the group and like to come in, you're welcome to do so. And we invite all those straggling people on the fence who don't know what to do, and sometimes they stagger in here in the chat room. We're inviting you in. You're welcome. You don't have to wait till the last minute to come. Come on in. We're talking about Kwanzaa, and Kwanzaa is our first fruit holiday. It is not a spiritual holiday, so you don't have to worry about what religion you are. It is an African-American cultural holiday. Okay, and if you worked, and if you labored, and if you sweated at the sweat of your brows, then you have something to give back. Now, you notice, all over the internet, people are trying to get those last-minute donations in, and they're sending you emails. Did you make your donation this year? The last time of the year that you can make your donation? And they're asking for pennies. Some of them are even asking for $2 and $3, so go ahead on my little G and give it to them. It'll come back to you tenfold. Now, they're trying to get their non-for-profit status taken care of, and I'm sure they have a very good reason. It's the end of the year. Today is December 31st. For those of you who have not been watching, I have been calling out a person's name who is not yet deceased yet. I just assumed that the man was dead. One of our beloved lecturers, Dr. Ben Yokin, is still living. He's 94 years old today, boys and girls. Would you believe it? Dr. Ben Yokin is 94 years old, and I'm going to do a special rendition for Dr. Ben Yokin. He is one of my favorites. He's 94 years old. And Dr. Ben, wherever you are, I wish you a very, very happy birthday. And on account of that, Omi's going to get herself together and do a little song for you, Dr. Ben, wherever you are. There is a place we'll go where there is mostly quiet flowers and the turf lies. The rainbow lives beside it, and you can feel the coolness still in the air, but you're still warm. And when the quiet storm it starts the sky to lighten it, but not even lightning will be frightening to my lion. And when I need to fear and I need to run, you'll be standing proud and strong, because you're the bravest lion of them all. If on courage you must call, then keep on trying and trying and trying, because you're a lion in your own way. Be a lion, a lion. Happy birthday, Doc Ben, wherever you are. And thank you for the education you've given us all. Thank you for opening up the doors of Egypt to explore what belongs to the African race. Thank you for teaching us about the Kemetic. Thank you for being the engineer that you are and the doctor that you are. We thank you, Inhotep, because you're certainly multi-talented in more ways than one. Dr. Ben, you are a genius, and today is your day, and we want to spotlight you on your birthday. Dr. Ben, today is Kuuma Creativity, and we know that you have let your light shine wherever you go. Dr. Ben, you show up and show out, and we're glad about it today. We're so happy that you're still with us and that you're not a part of the ancestors. We can touch and feel you and speak to you as we include you here on this earth, and you're above the ground. So we thank God for you, Doc Ben. Today is your day. You've taught us so much about Inhotep. You've told us to go over to Egypt to explore for ourselves, and you've told us to make sure we knew that the burnt-skinned people, the Nubians, were us. And we thank you for it, Doc Ben, wherever you are. We thank you for it. And if you're over in the Virgin Islands, which I think you are, and they're now celebrating and doing a special little gig for you, Doc Ben, I know you enjoy a party. I've seen the way you throw down at a party, and I don't care how old you get, and all of those five wives you got, I'm sure you're dancing with all of them, Doc Ben, right now. And if there was time, I would fly over just to see you do that little gig. I love you, Doc Ben, for what you taught me and for working with Dr. Carruthers and teaching them right there at the Kemetic Institute. I know your love for our people. And keep on keeping on as long as you can. Make it past 100. We'll be right there with you, Doc Ben. We love you, and we wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, Doc Ben is our leader, and I'm making a fuss over him because we ought to while he's still yet alive. Some of us have buried him and put him away as if he doesn't exist. He's a strong-willed lion. And he stands up for what he believes. And he's always been out on the front line fighting for us, laboring, going to Egypt, opening up doors so we can learn about our heritage. He is a great man, a great individual, and I want to thank him. Ladies and gentlemen, now that I've come down a little bit, please bear with me. Sometimes I get a little hyped up, and I know that it's okay because it's Kwanzaa. It's Kwanzaa, ladies and gentlemen. I need to get a drum roll out here, somebody that can help me get started. All right now. Thank you for joining our chat room. Our chat room is now filling up, and we thank you for coming in. We need a host, a co-host, and if you are able, be our co-host today. Thank you so much for joining us. They're the ones that made it possible to bring in the music that we are now singing. Hear the drums in the background and Steve Pop plays those drums. Play those drums. Get down, Steve. All right, now. You can play. we are so happy to have you. And there's so many people here, I can't begin to say all their name, but I will just look out there, green base, and I see, let's see here, green base 17476. Thank you so much for joining us. We're having a celebration here in this room, ladies and gentlemen, and I did say we are celebrating Kuumba, but don't think that I forgot. An elephant never forgets. I gave out some homework, and I asked you to be ready to tell me some answers to some questions about Inhotep. But just in case you're not ready, I brought the answers anyway. Number one, we asked a question about Inhotep, and we asked you to come back with those answers. And the question was, what were some of Inhotep's occupations? And as we looked it up, some of Imhotep's occupations were chief, ritual priests, physicians, architects, sage, mathematician, scientist, astrologist, engineer, and universal scholar. And the next question was, were there physicians in Kemet before Imhotep got there? Now, you know his real name is Aesculapius, but they changed it to Imhotep. Yes. There were physicians in Kemet before Imhotep arrived. As a matter of fact, the physician was a woman. She was Hatshepsut. What were some of the examples of the pharmaceutical medicines that the Kemet used? Copper, salt, four antiseptics, and aloe are some of the medicines that the ancient Kemetics used. Ladies and gentlemen, you notice I said copper, and that is a mineral. They used plenty tinctures and minerals. And number five, the question was, what is the Kemetic language called? Somebody should know that. Why don't you just yell that out? Call that out to me, please. It should be the Kemetic language is called Medunetter. Say that with me, Medunetter. And you can find those books up under Dr. Rana Nefer. He wrote those books. Now, the next question is, where did Inhotep construct a pyramid? Number seven, Inhotep constructed a pyramid in Sepra. Number eight, what kind of pyramid was it, and for whom was it built? Number eight, it was the stair-step pyramid, which was for the entombment of Zoser. Entombment, these were tombs. They were building their burial ground. They were not houses. And this was in our downslide, ladies and gentlemen, when we were on our way out, when the Egyptians were phasing out. Number nine. What did some of the ancient Kemetic people do at the early time in historical memory? Number nine, at any early time in historical memory, some of the Kemetic people began venturing throughout the earth. Number 10, what group of people were first to come across the Great Sea to the Kemetics? Some of the Greeks who studied in Kemetic were Portuguese, Galen, Salens, and Thales. Number 12. Number 13. What name did Greeks call Kemites? The Greeks began calling Kemites Egyptians and the people of Egypt. Number 13. What name did, number 14, who is Aesculapius? Aesculapius was known as the Greek god, the medicine god, and the son of Apollo. The Greek identified Aesculapius with Inhotep. That is the person's name. Aesculapius is really Inhotep. Inhotep was the name they gave him. We know him as Aesculapius. Number 15, finally. What should you do to discover the truth about your history? What should you do, people? You should know thyself. In order to discover the truth about you, this means that you should apply yourself in all things and perform all tasks well. Doing this means that you will read and dig for the truth. Don't let anyone, even myself, just put one on you. You go out and discover the truth for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And Kaumba, we have covered Ujamaa, number one, December 26th, unity. And if there's someone out there that would like to type in what Ujamaa means, that would be fine. And that is the ability to bring us together in the form of unity, and we become tribes. But remember, tribal people do things a certain way, and we've led up to this point. And when a tribe comes together, they consult the tribe, and they make sure that they're framed by their reference and the tribe that they come from. Now, number 27. And that's Kujichajalia, self-determination, the ability to name for ourselves, to decide for ourselves, and to decide who our friends will be and our enemies, Kujichajalia. December 28, Ujima, collective work and responsibility to build and to maintain our community and leave it more beautiful than what we found it. We want to equip our community to be what it ought to be in the high-tech age. Number 29, Ujamaa, cooperative economic. And we talked heavily about those dollars and filthy lucre. We want to get that dollar to holler in our community and go around in the community more than one time, just like the Jewish people do. They circulate their money. So we want to make sure we are buying from one another and we are purchasing from our own goods. And just as we do Kwanzaa, we celebrate this occasion and we make a big to-do of it because we circulate our money by buying goods and services from ourselves, first of all. Kwanzaa is an international holiday, and right now over in the Virgin Islands, I wish I was there, the brothers and sisters are celebrating every day. And 365 days of the year, you can go on Facebook and find Kwanzaa, and you can find the Sankofa celebration as well. Now, how many of you know what Sankofa means? Sankofa is the Sankofa bird, meaning that when you look over your shoulder, you use your past to create your future. We do not believe in the present here and now. We always believe that we cannot know our future without knowing our past, Sankofa. Mayafa is another term that you would like to put in your vocabulary of high-frequency words. Mayafa is just like when the Jewish people had their major catastrophe and lost millions in the movement. We had a Mayafa. We lost more than millions. And as a matter of fact, the first people that died in the Holocaust were also African descent. And they were people of color who died right with the Jews. So you are going to look up that information and understand for yourself that we've been a part of lots of major catastrophe where our people have died just as well as the Jewish people. We have a Mayafa people. Please don't forget that. So when you cry over the Jewish people, remember to cry over your Mayafa. Now, we have December the 30th, and that's Nia, purpose. You have to know your purpose, your Nia. Oh, yeah, you have to know your purpose, Sonia. Oh, yeah. Now, Steve Cobbs and his wife says it so elegantly. They're my favorite entertainers. They're right here in Chicago. And usually I go out to see them entertain. Even though they've grown older and they're up in age, they perform so elegantly. And I love them so much because they taught us how to love Kwanzaa and sing the music of Kwanzaa. So celebrate by playing Steve Cobbs and his elegant, beautiful bride. Play their music throughout the year, boys and girls, and ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. Now, then we have December 31st, and we've come all the way full circle to the sixth day, and that is Kuumba. How many of you are artists and have creativity behind you and can create from your own substance? Well, you're going to have to recreate your future because now that we've passed the Mayan calendar and we have come out of the age of the reptilian, and we have circulated into the age of Aquarius, ladies and gentlemen. We are now in a new, we're in a new paradigm, so we ought to be feeling better and feeling brand new. How many of you feel brand new? If you feel brand new, put both hands up and say, I feel brand new. I feel brand new, real brand new, because we are going to have to feel better, and we're going to have to define ourselves for ourselves. And creativity comes from your own source. So create from your own frame of reference. Create your world. Create your job. You're going to have to create your employment. Create your lifestyle. And if your marriage is not right, recreate those as well. Because now you are the one that God is waiting for to speak to him, because he resides in you. And you ought to be waking up the Godhead within you so that you can collaborate with the God that resides and take up residency within your being. He's not here on the outside, and you won't find him in the atmosphere. It's time that we start now talking about the truth, and that is we have to make our affairs right with the God that resides within us. Because he will never leave us, or she will never leave us. We say the mother-father spirit, because we don't know which gender he or she is. So we give him both genders, mother and father spirit. And we know that heaven is between the legs of a woman. Dr. Ben has told us that, and I want to say that for those children that are in here. That's what Dr. Ben has taught us. And we know that as the woman holds up the pillows of heaven, she has stars all around her. And her father, Nuke, who will give the air and energy to hold her up. But her husband is the foundation. He is the earth down below her feet. And moisture is her mother. Her mother is water. And her water is not seen in the display of the creative picture. However, every woman can assume the moisture and become the water. My very name, Omiinka, means water surrounds me. It is water, and moisture is her mother. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I like the last Kwanzaa, and that's January the 1st. Imani faith. How many of us have been told so many times, girl, you know you got to have a lot of faith. Have faith, sister. Have faith, brother. Don't worry. We got the faith. We gonna get us some faith going on in here. What did I tell you? Didn't you have any faith? Didn't you believe we were gonna make it over? And we did make it over. Faith means the ability to define a thing and to not to be able to see it. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. You're not going to be able to see it right up front, little G, but you know it's there because you have to believe the things you can't see, like a shoot of my woman. She believes the things she can't see. She has the faith. She's over in the she's over in our mutilated book of the Bible where we talk about faith, and the woman was a shoot of my woman who believed all the time, even though she couldn't see things. That's what we're looking at today, the imani, ability to believe for things and hope for things. How many of you have hopes and high hopes for your future and your children's future? Well, you are to, ladies and gentlemen. You are to. Now, I want you to remember that we have spiritual songs, and one of them is from the Kemetic, and that is a spiritual hymn, Go Up and sing these songs sometimes for your children. And one of them I'm going to sing as a dedication to Dr. Ben, because he loved to hear this song so much at the Kemetic Institute. Okay? Now, I don't know how much time we've got here, but I'll try to get some of it out. Okay. Well, let me think of another song, because I'm not sure if we're going to have enough time for this one. But I'll just do a little bit of it. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Thy religion is good enough for me. It was good for Queen Nzinga. It was good for Queen Nzinga. It was good for Queen Nzinga. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old Thai religion. Give me that old Thai religion. Give me that old Thai religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Dr. Clark. It was good for Dr. Clark. It was good for Dr. Clark. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Dr. Carruthers. It was good for Malcolm X. It was good for Malcolm X. Now it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for our ancestors. It was good for our ancestors. It was good for our ancestors. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Zora Neale Hurston. It was good for Zora Neale Hurston. It was good for Zora Neale Hurston. And it's good for you and me. It was good for Nina Simpson. It was good for Nina Simpson. It was good for Nina Simpson. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Doc Ben, that song goes out to you. And ladies and gentlemen, you ought to be standing with your hands and your fists held high today, because we have to remember that we have an African pledge, and it's called the Black National Anthem, okay? We have a Black National Anthem, and we also have a song that we do with our pledge, ladies and gentlemen. And some of you might not remember the pledge that we do, okay? The alignment that comes from the flag of the UNIA. Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it. Great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 years in back of it, whose destiny depend on it. The red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors broad and pole of it, please in my soul with it, irregardless of what's been told of it. Now thanks to God just for giving it, this great flag of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the Kwanzaa celebration here. And for those little G's, if you don't understand, we are celebrating because we are happy today. And we are so excited because this is our celebration. We invite all denomination and races of people to join in with us. As you come to our table of feast, our last day, tomorrow we'll have a feast. And we'll bring food together. And we'll open doors just like the pilgrim did. And we'll share our first fruit. And we'll bring neighbors, and we'll bring friends, and we'll use some of our culture foods, such as the hot water cornbread, the wild greens, the yams, and the pig feet and hog maws for those who are meat eaters. And we bring our fests together, but we sit on the floor, and we put our mats that we've made through creativity, through Kuumba, and we lay the mats down with the red, black, and green of our colors of our flag. And we eat from the table, and some Africans even eat from their hands because they know that kinesthetically they feel their food with their fingers. However, these were the things that the Africans did when they brought the harvest in, their vegetables, their cabbages, their greens, all of their fruit and all of their products, they brought them in, and they split the food, and they made sure everyone had meat for the next season. This is a feast that we talked about all year long. When we come to the table of feasts, we come to the table with thanksgiving, and make sure you have something to be proud of and to lift up your voices to remind yourself of the ancestors because our ancestors are the reason, the sum total that we hear, ladies and gentlemen. I like to pour libations to our ancestors, to Oladulamare today. And I say, Oladulamare, thank you for allowing us to be present here today in this new millennium. I pour libations to the East. And I say, thank you, Father, my Father's Spirit, Obatala. I pour libations to the North. And I say, thank you, my Mother's Spirit, Yamenja. I pour libations to the North. And I pour libations to the South. And I say, thank you. Oh, yeah, take the wind and lift us high up where we belong. And I ask, oh, yeah, to settle Mother Nature so that Mother Nature will not take revenge on us, but she will have mercy on us. And that wherever the slave ships have been traveling, may they deviate from our areas of location where the tornadoes have come. We ask Mother Nature to give us favor. We ask Mother Nature to allow us to give a reading for the day and a reading for the nation. Tomorrow I will give a reading for the nation, ladies and gentlemen. And as I told you before, I do not do oracle readings throughout the year, but tomorrow I will give a reading. I would have to remind myself to give a reading as the last day of Kwanzaa, as a direction for us and the path that we should take. And we ought to be reading oracles and understanding that oracles are necessary so that we understand what our path is and what we are to be doing. And little G's, I want you to honor your mother and your father because you might live long on this earth. And we are your mothers and fathers. Some of you other people who don't realize it, African people are the oldest people in the world. We are your mothers and fathers. And it will go well with you once you learn to honor us and allow the women's energy spirit to come forward. We are already here now. That spirit of the women energy is here. And my job is to bring forth an opportunity to lift the women up. And as we go forth, already I've sent something out on the Facebook and Twitters to lift up the women, to give them the ability to have control of their bodies and make the decision for themselves, and Kujia Jadilia, the ability to decide for themselves, the ability to name for themselves if they should have children or not. We definitely are going to pick up the third world country women to bring them up so that they can attend school. Why is it possible that they should be denied education, and why should they be forced into marriage when they don't choose to be? So we're going to be focusing in on that topic. It's a part of my research, and we're also going to be bringing in movies. I want you to go out to my website and sign up for the brand new movie that I am marketing now, and that brand new movie is about why are some girls denied education and what we can do about it. The movie will be featured at the Star Theater out here in Maryville, Indiana. For those of you who live in Indiana, you can go online now and sign up for your tickets to attend that movie. We also have the movie Cleveland versus Wall Street, the young lady that fought the system and went into court about the foreclosures. Both of those movies will be showing in our area here in Maryville, Indiana. So you could line up to purchase your tickets now. And we have to do it expediently so we can get our numbers in there so that they will bring the movie to this area. And there are many other places out in Wheaton that they will be showing the movie as well. However, I will be featuring it for my university and supporting that movie with other groups such as Project 2019. Now, that movie is going to talk about what we could do to help our nation to understand that women are not property and that they should be given rights and the ability to go to school. We know that if you do not let women go to school, you will lose money. And I want to tell you something. Reading is very fundamental. It's so fundamental that I wrote a letter to the government today, to the Senate, and in support of us getting funds back for our RIF. You know, monies have been cut. They finally gave some money last year, but we want to make sure. So I wrote a letter, and I wrote that letter saying, Dear Senator, Senator Lurgot, and respectable of the fact. Now, I'm not going to go into that letter right now. I'm just going to tell you what generally is saying. That letter is generally asking him to match those $28.6 million of monies that we had to bring those grant monies back so that RIF will have money to be able to give books to children. Do you not know that there are a lot of lower socioeconomic children who are not learning to read, and they're going to school behind, and they are not on task nor on purpose. And we want those children to be on purpose. We know that the statistics shows us if children do not have access to print in the home before they enter preschool, they will be behind. And one of my areas is teaching teachers at the college to become preschool teachers. And I've been in the classroom with preschoolers as well, so I'm speaking firsthand. Those children have to have their hands on print, and they have to understand that it's very important to understand literature and the purpose of literature and how to sound out words. So our biggest push in this room, you hear me talk about health, wellness, and mind, body, soul, and spirit, but our real goal in this room, underlinedly, is to get children to read, to close the gap of disparity. African Americans are behind in their reading. And Project 2019, who underwrites what I do, we are to close the gap of disparity and bring children up, remediate them in reading. Now, the biggest issue that I'll be pushing this year in my research study is working with giving girls an opportunity. As a person who believes that girls should be equally able to participate in engineering as well as biomedicine, my website under Project 2019 is focusing in on moving girls in the 21st century where they belong in the area of high tech. As I came up as a young girl, I had an opportunity to work in the engineering department, was the only female there. I know what some of them are going through when they go into the STEMS program, and that is science, technology, engineering, and math. I was a science person. However, I believe that girls should have the opportunity to learn that they can read. So Project 2019 has allowed me to work with all of our chapters, and our main goal is to push for girls to be able to be in their proper perspectives, and that's in school, in the third world countries as well as here in the United States. There are lots of girls who are out of school, preferably those girls who are 5 years old and who have not registered for school and won't register until they're six. It's too late then, mothers. They are behind in their reading and reading readiness skill. We have to get those children ready. And you can lobby by being a volunteer and writing your senator, telling your senator you want RIF to have matching dollars for this year. And there is a lot, there is an actual bill that's out there called FY 2013. Now, that FY 2013 is out there. And the first one that went out was FY 2012, and that was an administrative grant that was given to the Education Department. And at that particular time, it was $28.6 billion. And we want those funds back because we know when we have those funds back, we can help those children. This investment in children in literacy comes at a crucial time when 1 in 300 children in poor neighborhoods, they own no books, and 1 in 5 children in low-income areas, they can't read, ladies and gentlemen, 1 in 5. So they need to access these books, and they need to be made available. And we have to keep RIF around. RIF was the very first organization that was training teachers to be literacy coaches. RIF gives out books, and they need volunteers. So I'm asking you to lobby and to write letters to your senators. You could go online and sign up with RIF, and RIF will help you find your senator so you can write a letter to your senator